It's 23 past five. Some of the state's top doctors have today demanded Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk provide more clarity on when and how the state could reopen to other states and nations. It's all in a bid to get the currently unvaccinated a deadline and reason to get a COVID-19 jab. If they know that certain restrictions will not be lifted for them if they're not vaccinated, maybe that'll work. But that's the medical side of it. They're saying they want it to happen to try to drive vaccinations. Well, I think the other side that would want to have a plan as well, another group would, that's the tourism sector. And we're joined now by Daniel Gishwin. He's the CEO of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council. Daniel, great to have you on the show again.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Oh, look, we've been hearing, is it a shift in the language, the rhetoric? It's very subtle if it is at the moment from the Premier, the Health Minister. Oh, make sure you get vaccinated. You've got only 5-6 weeks to go. Well, you know, we want it done before Christmas. Are we hearing a sign that maybe the state government's going to come out and say, yeah, we're going to open the borders before Christmas?
Well, I'm hearing a sign, Scott. I'm absolutely hearing a sign. I think there's no choice. We must hear a sign. We do want to make sure it becomes a reality. And there's good reason for that. You know, we know the vaccine works from overseas experience, from domestic experience. And we know that that's ultimately what needs to protect us rather than border closures. So I think that message is sinking through, not just to the government, to be honest with you, but to the community. And the AMA is, of course, correct. You know, we have to incentivize the community by telling them that it's the vaccine that will buy us the freedoms we long for.
Well, you work very close with the government. Your role is as a CEO of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council. I know you've been advocating for the industry, I mean, not just during the pandemic, for a long time, Daniel Gishwin. But when you hear the language, wouldn't you prefer the case to be that the government just comes out and says, look, yes, we've got a plan. We're going to open up, say, by December the 1st. Go get vaccinated, rather than this nudged, wink, wink, you know, views, the comments we're seeing coming through.
Look, definitely, Scott. You know, I mean, the business community and particularly larger operators that have a more complicated machinery for business to start up again, like airlines, big accommodation providers, they need a lead in. You know, they need to know to know when to employ people and how many people to roster on. So we do need more certainty in business. You thrive on certainty and you suffer if there isn't any. But unfortunately, well, I should say, partly unfortunately, the no infection rates in Queensland have sort of all driven us to this obsession with the zero community transmissions, the donut days, if you like, that they're all talking about. And we think that's the only way forward. And clearly it isn't. And the AMA is saying that. Everybody's saying that we can't keep the virus out forever. Even the Premier has said that. So to change that narrative from the only salvation comes from zero days to, you know, we have to take, a degree of risk and protect us through vaccination. It's a different narrative, and we've kind of struggled with that, I think, in Queensland.
Well, we're midway through October now, Daniel Gishwin. Look, it's and the Christmas, New Year holidays, they're fast approaching. For people to know, interstate, say New South Wales, Victoria, other parts of Australia, that Queensland will be open for business over that period of time, when does the government have to let people know and set a date so people can make their plans? How soon? That must be fast approaching, surely.
Oh, no, absolutely. Look, I mean, people are obviously wanting to make plans, and we know that the southerners in New South Wales and Victoria, they have a huge desire to come to Queensland. We know that. We're a top tourism destination, and the pent-up demand is significant, but it will evaporate, unfortunately, for this year if we don't give them a bit of warning. And we have to, I think, even if the borders stay closed for the moment, we have to tell them that they can have some confidence that come December, the borders will be open. And if we have the Premier say at the end of October this month, confirm a date and say that's what's going to happen at the end of November, the borders will be open, then I think we can all look forward with some confidence and some hope and make plans for it and then reap the rewards for it. And it's not just, look, Scott, this isn't just about making a buck for the tourism industry. This is about keeping the economy alive, keeping jobs in place, and also bringing families back together again.
All right, then, well, I'll put that as a deadline for the end of October, 2 weeks away. By that stage, the state government has to say, look, we are opening by, say, December the 1st. All right, Daniel Gishwin, always good to have you on 4BC Drive.
Thank you very much, Scott.